Washington is not the only world capital abuzz because of the Flynn story. Natalia Antonova is a journalist based in Moscow. I asked her how Flynn's resignation is going down in Russia.
Well, we're seeing Russian lawmakers in the Duma obviously coming out to say that this is all part of some plot against Russia, that this is an example of Russophobia, that this is an example of Trump coming under pressure and, you know, kind of being cornered and boxed in. But of course, Russian lawmakers in the Duma, they're not the ones that are really responsible for foreign policy. As for the Kremlin itself, it has been very restrained. Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said, well, this is an internal matter for Washington. And I believe they're trying to play it down right now.
Why do you think they are playing this down?
Well, I mean, I think they're playing this down because Flynn really did discuss sanctions with the Russian ambassador. So it would definitely not be in their interest, in the Kremlin's interest in particular, to dwell on this issue. Because then, of course, they are going to push their agenda and they do want to work with the Trump White House on ending sanctions. And this would actually be a setback for them.
Are there non-official Russians who have seen the contours of the story and are concerned?
Well, I mean, people are talking about it online. You see it come up on social media. And I think it's really interesting because, of course, a lot of Russians love House of Cards. And I think even Putin is said to love House of Cards.
Oh, really?
And basically, yeah. And basically, a lot of these people think that American politics works exactly like it is on House of Cards. Like, this is it. This is the real story. So for them, it seems unfair that Flynn would have to resign over something like this because they don't see the U.S. system as being rules-based at all. They see it as a system that's closer to the Russian system where, you know, officials can pretty much discuss whatever they want. And as long as they don't, you know, anger Putin specifically or their immediate boss, they're going to be okay. And the much more rigid system that we have in the States, to them, if they haven't encountered it, they would rather pretend that it just doesn't exist. And Flynn, to them, Flynn was basically railroaded, a victim of an unfair conspiracy against him.
Do you think Putin sees the White House as chaotic right now? And would he like that? Or maybe is it a concern for him?
It's hard to get inside somebody like Putin's head, but I think that sure, on the surface of things, a chaotic White House is a big boon to Russia for many reasons, you know, and just based on the fact that Trump seems to have little support for NATO. That is something that Russia absolutely loves. And they love sowing confusion and doubt in the American population. They love the kind of the strife that they're seeing now. And obviously, yeah, I think that the initial instinct is always to be happy when things go wrong. But at the same time, you know, if I was Putin, if I was sitting there in Moscow, in the Kremlin or wherever, I would be worried about a chaotic White House with, you know, its finger on the nuclear launch codes and everything else. You know what I mean? Even if we discount nukes, you know, worst case scenario, right? There's so many other areas in which an unpredictable White House is actually bad for Russia, you know, especially because, you know, Russia shares a border with China and the relationship there between the Trump White House and China is so murky and unpredictable right now as well. If I was Putin, I would be maybe happy on the outside, but sort of doubtful and possibly a little bit, you know, upset underneath.
Our friend Natalia Antonova speaking with us from Kyiv. Thanks very much, Natalia.
Thank you.